I'm talking to Ajoy Krishnamurti at the Patent and Practices team, and you are a lead product planner at the Patents and Practices group.
That is correct, Robert. Nice to meet you all.
And what is your role really about at the Patents and Practices team? What does a product planner do?
Sure. So I primarily look at kind of the big picture planning from a patents and practices standpoint. You know, largely I kind of look at the, you know, the strategy, you know, a lot of the community engagement, but from a planning perspective, kind of look at the areas that P&P can invest in. And that involves, you know, talking to many product groups within Microsoft, trying to get their input into the changes that's coming or happening in the technology, in the product, you know, from coming out of Microsoft Teams, but also engaging with the larger community, both partners and customers, trying to understand, you know, the types of problems or opportunities that the customers are working on, and how patents and practices can help by providing guidance. When I say guidance, and I'm talking about written guidance in the form of a book or online documentation like PDF, I'm talking about guidance in a reusable code form. A good example would be Enterprise Library or the Prism Library, or in some cases, we do some automation from within the tool as well. So we can light up some of these guidance from within Visual Studio. Okay. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what I do for P&P.
Okay. And you just released a new version of the Enterprise Library?
That is correct. It's hot off the press. Just a couple of weeks back, we released Enterprise Library 5.0, and the community buzz is amazing so far.
Great. And that was quite a big release. And I know that there was also a release of the Dependency Injection Framework Unity 2 as a part of that one.
That is correct. So we shipped both the Enterprise Library and the Unity application block together.
Cool. And you and a couple of your colleagues are coming to Sweden in the beginning of June to be a part of the Developer Summit event.
That is correct.
Where you're hosting one track at the first day of the event, at the 1st of June, and you have quite a couple of sessions, seven sessions, including a keynote.
That's correct. So we are very, you know, we are very thrilled about this trip, and we are looking forward to the Developer Summit. So from the Patents and Practices team, there are four of us that are coming to Sweden. Myself, David Hill, who's the architect in the team, Aid Miller, who's the who kind of leads our development team, the developer team in Patents and Practices, and then Don Smith, who is the community PM in Patents and Practices. So the four of us are coming down to Sweden. As you said, Robert, we'll have a bunch of different sessions from you know, the keynote, which I'll be presenting, talking about some of the common challenges, you know, in application development, and how you know, customers can leverage the P&P assets, whether it's in helping with the decision making process from an architectural standpoint, or leveraging an asset like Enterprise Library to address cross-cutting concerns to Prism from a kind of a bringing it all together in a composite application scenario. So we do have drill down sessions on Enterprise Library 5.0. You'll get to see what is new, kind of do a quick sneak peek into a lot of the new stuff that's out, that's coming out in Entlib, or, you know, that was released in Entlib 5 and 4.0 or and Unity. And then we also have a session on application architecture guide. We have a session on our Prism library and many others.
And you also have patents for the cloud session?
That's correct. So we'll do a patents for the cloud session. That will be delivered by David Hill, who's the architect on the team.
And I know you when you travel around the globe, as you said, you're always looking to get feedback. So you will also end this with a Q&A panel, where you will do an interactive session with the audience.
That's right. So we typically, you know, when we go around and talking whether in a conference like Developer Summit or a PNP event, sometimes, you know, from a parents and practices team perspective, we cover a wide range of product and technology. The difference is we kind of take a very solution oriented view, figuring out what are the type of applications that the customers are trying to build, and how the different products and technologies kind of help the customers in building those solutions. So sometimes, you know, there are questions that probably not covered in the sessions that we do during the day. So the panel at the end of the day gives a chance for the attendees to ask any questions they might have, whether based on the sessions that we deliver during the day, or questions like, you know, why is PNP doing something in this space? You know, let's pick an example, Silverlight, and why is PNP not doing something for, you know, pick another area, and we'll have a chance to talk about that. For me, you know, as part of the planning, you know, job, it's also very important to hear some of the common challenges and, you know, type of solutions that the customers are trying to build. And this panel gives us a chance to, get a sense of that.
Cool. So we are really looking forward to having you here in Sweden at the Developer Summit, and it will be a blast to hear your sessions, and I'm looking forward to that.
We are eagerly awaiting our trip to Sweden as well to be part of this event, as well as engaging with the local community. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, great. So thank you for your time, Ajoy, and we'll see you here in Sweden in the beginning of June.
That's right. So we'll see you on June 1st and 2nd in the Developer Summit. Thank you.
All right, thank you.